Well, greetings to each one of you, and we look forward to coming around the Word together. Thanks for good morning, Caleb. I didn't get to you. That was a good morning. And songs become more meaningful, too, sometimes it seems like, if you're going to share the Word. I mean, the songs just really become meaningful. So I really appreciate it. He hideth my soul. We took our vehicle into Firestone to get it check the tires out, and I called Friday. Then I mean they checked out and needed some tires, so I said yeah, go ahead. I called and actually left a message, said go ahead and put them on, and the guy didn't tell Rock, who's the manager, didn't tell him. Didn't get the message to him, so I called yesterday, and I was waiting for him to call me. They always call me, you know, that when it's done, I was waiting for him to call me. Didn't call me. I thought that's unusual, and so I called Rock and I said, "Hi, how's it going?" And there's silence, you know, like, "Yeah, what are you talking to me for?" I said, "Well, did you get the tires on?" "Oh, I didn't hear." So he called me today and said they're done. Guess what his name is? Rock. So, you know, and I just thinking, I kind of, you know, developed a little bit of a relationship with Rock in the sense that we've, you know, it seems like people at the front desk often come and go, don't they? You know, they're there, and then, you know, maybe 6 months later, there's a new person. And that's not always true. But I thought, well, how can I connect with Rock? In a sense, I mean, you know, what could I do? And here, you know, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. And I've been thinking of Psalm 18 too. So I'm just getting distracted a little bit the first as we get started. But you know, Psalm 18 says, "Oh, I love the Lord. He is my rock and my fortress." So I was thinking about just giving that verse, just writing it out on a piece of paper. Here, Rock, here's a good verse. You know, God is my rock. And here, you know, we sing about he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. So I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you, songs are meaningful for different reasons, and it may have a totally different meaning to you. But the meaning to me was, you know, I was thinking of Rock. So okay, I shared that. So what do I do? How do I make that? You know, I'm not going to stand and talk to him much, but I might just give him that card. Rock, I appreciate what you've done. You're a good man. He's a young guy. You know, it's okay. I don't have to say it, do I? but he's good, and he knows what he's doing, and I trust him. And he's won my trust, so, and that's important too. So we'll see. We'll see what how the Lord works things out. Let's go to the book of Daniel for our Old Testament reading. Well, let's go to Daniel chapter 2. This scripture came to my mind this morning when we were doing our convert study on prayer. So we did, the study had acts in it, A-C-T-S. We've talked about that before, you know, A for adoring, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, S for supplication. And so we asked the, and everybody came this morning. We were 100%. I mean, we're hitting on all cylinders this morning. Every convert came, and it was really good. And I told him, you know, now I know how my brother feels. He teaches junior high, and these kids around, they're just fun. They're just fun to be with, you know, a different crowd. So when we got to supplication, I said, what is something we can pray? I said, let's list some things we can pray. We wrote some things how we can adore God. We wrote some things on how we confess. You know, what are things we confess? We wrote some things down. What are some things we're thankful for? And what are some things we can pray for? And they, you know, they said, well, pray for something that, or pray for us as students. You know, that's, you know, pray for, that, you know, that we can be good students. And I thought, that's a great request. And then I thought of, I did think of Daniel also. I said, you know, that's great. I said, it's a good thing to pray because I have a son named Daniel. And we pray that God would give him wisdom. So let's read out of 2. Let's start with verse 20. Or 19. Let's start with 19. And this is Daniel's prayer. And this is what we prayed for Daniel. So I told him, when Daniel was in school, we'd pray, this is what we'd pray for him. This is a prayer we'd ask God to do for Daniel. Plus, then, even in chapter 1. Also, there's some prayer requests. But we'll do 2. So 2:19, it says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, and this is part of his prayer here. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. And I think that's enough for a reading, just kind of to get us started a bit. I mean, you can look at that, and what a great prayer for your children. I mean, it's I think it's nice that Daniel's name is Daniel, and I think it's nice that Daniel would ask us to pray for him, right? And I think it's nice to pray this way, isn't it? God, we know that you are the God of all wisdom. For wisdom and might come from you. I mean, that's known of God. Wisdom and might comes from God. And then verse 21, he giveth wisdom. God will give wisdom. Dear Lord, give wisdom to our students. You know, give wisdom to our young people. Give wisdom to those that are studying for a test. And I mean, it's a great passage. So just making connections with this morning. And there's some great requests in Daniel's prayer, requests that we could, and praise and understanding God. So let's sing hymn 110 together. The Lord, my light and salvation. O Lord, my light, in thee I shall prevail. And let's sing that. Let's sing as you choose from that hymn. Hymn 110, the Lord, my light and salvation. Let's kneel and pray together. Father, we want to echo Daniel's words from long ago and just agree with him. And Father, just acknowledge that the Bible is inspired and written, Lord, by thy hand. We don't understand it all, but we trust and believe that, Lord, that it's God-breathed. And Lord, that thou didst inspire this and even inspire Daniel, a man of God, to record things like, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And Father, we do want to bless thy name even this morning or this afternoon as we pray, Lord, just to honor thee as the name that is above all names. And Father, we just praise thee and thank thee that thou art the God that is a God of wisdom and a God of might. And Lord, as we think about that, we know that it takes incredible wisdom to even create thy wonderful creation. To create all the billions of galaxies and the billions and billions and billions of stars. And Father, we can look out and see the wisdom in thy creation. And Lord, we can go to school and study science and see thy wisdom in just organizing things and the orderliness of thy creation. Things we can see and even things we cannot see. Lord, we marvel at that, and we thank thee for thy wisdom and for thy might also, Lord, how that we can point to creation as showing thy might, and we can point to the resurrection, Father, probably maybe one of the greatest examples that is close to us of thy power, and that, Lord, that thou couldst raise Jesus from the dead, and now he's ascended and seating in the heavens. And Father, again, we don't quite understand that, but we know it's true, and we thank thee for that. We thank thee for thy wisdom. We thank thee for thy power. And if we move on in thy passage, that passage, it says that thou changest the times and the seasons. Father, we thank thee for that, for changing times and seasons and removing kings and setting up kings. Lord, thanks. And Lord, also even giving wisdom, you pass out wisdom and you pass out knowledge. And Father, we thank thee for that thou dost give wisdom and knowledge. Even again, this is Daniel of old thanking thee, but yeah, Lord, we can do the same. And we do want to thank thee for the tests that, we're just bringing it home to where we live, forgiving, answering prayer and giving Daniel wisdom and knowledge on some of his tests. And I know that's happened to many, many of us as we've even cried out to thee to help us with tests and help us with study and learn what's right. And Lord, and thou hast been faithful in so many cases in that. And we thank you for that and we praise thee. And Father, so we do want to bless thy name and thank thee for all the blessings that thou hast given to us, Lord, and especially even the gift of children. Children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. And hoping not to forget any of the converts this morning, but Lord, we thank thee for them, for Bella and for Manna and Jack and Carter and Tristan and Landon and Bethany and Easton and Noah and Adrian and that group that was sitting around the table this morning, Lord, and hopefully I didn't forget any, but Lord, thou knowest them all and bless them, Lord, as they study, as they go to school, as they learn. Lord, we know that wisdom comes from thee, and so give them wisdom, give them understanding, and even as thou dost make Daniel and his friends wiser than the rest, Lord, that's in thy sovereign will. If that's in thy sovereign will, Lord, grant it, we pray, And so we ask thy blessing upon our converts and our students, those that have given their heart to thee. So we thank thee for them, Lord. And not only for them, for each one here, the blessing of our church, the blessing of being together and even praying. Lord, we lift up the young people. And we've heard about Wednesday night, a service night this Wednesday, you know, to take advantage of a free evening and do different events or meet people or whatever. Lord, we're thankful for a time like that, and at least next week. And so bless that week. And then we think of the auction coming up, and Lord, we ask for thy blessing on that. We commit that to thee and pray that thy will be done, and the trip and the planning for the trip, and then Lord, by the, I don't know, 7-8 weeks till outreach, we ask thy blessing on that. Father, we just commit them to thee, pray that thy will be done. And Father, thanks for hearing our individual prayer. We're praying corporately, but thanks for hearing our individual prayer. And may thy name be honored and glorified in all we do. And bless each one of us here today. And we ask thee, Holy Spirit, speak to us, speak to our hearts, talk to us. We know that thou will through thy word. And so we thank thee for that. So bless our time together, Lord. And thanks for the sunshine. And thanks for the cold weather. Thanks for just thy control, thy sovereign control, Lord, that thou, this reign over all. And we thank thee for being the God of gods and the Lord of the lords. And it's in thy name we pray. Amen. Thanks, brother. Let's turn to the book of Colossians for our New Testament reading. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, then 2, then 3. We're going to start at 1. Man, good stuff. Good stuff. You know, I'm trying to figure out what is it in a message that will change our thinking. What in a message will change our heart? I've been, you know, and it's something I, you know, I mean, just something I think about, wrestle with a little bit. And so anyway, one thing that I do think is true in what, even in this time together, you know, this is just not an idle time. I mean, you know, this, you know, what time is it? It's 12:40. Do you have anything better to do? I gotta go get my van today. You know, do we have anything better to do? Why don't I just go now? Yeah, there's a lot of things that are better to do. One is to read Colossians 1. Now, so I think, how does Colossians 1, how can Colossians 1 grip us? Or Daniel, wasn't Daniel a good passage? I mean, rethink about Daniel. I mean, what a great passage. You know, how can this scripture grip us? And it never did get King Agrippa, did it? Never gripped Agrippa. Ah, that was too, it was slippery. So how can it grip us? Well, I think that's one of the keys. Not being a forgetful hearer. Now think about that. Not being a forgetful hearer. Now if you can remember Daniel 2 the rest of your life, and I will remember it. I'm not going to say I'm going to remember it till I die, because I think I'm going to lose my mind before I die. So I'm going to forget it. Then I'm going to die. But as long as I have a sound mind, I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to forget Daniel 2. Daniel 2 is implanted in my heart. So the question I ask, how can change happen this afternoon in the next amount of time? The way it is that if one of these scriptures grip you and they say, this is it. This is it. I'm going to hang on to this scripture. It's going to be something it's going to be life lock. Do you hear that term? Life lock. This is going to be a life lock. A verse that you take and you say, this is my verse. And looking at Colossians, I mean, there's some verses in Colossians that have locked into my life. There's some that I've taken. That's my verse. I'm going to take that. That's my verse. Is it a life verse? I don't know. Some people say, this is my life verse. This is what directs my life. This is my month verse. This is my week verse. No, I've never heard that before. We're just making that up. This is my week verse. This is my month verse. This is my day verse. I don't know. I don't know how that goes. But listen, there are some verses in Colossians chapter 1 that should lock it, it should just be a lock for us. You know, we read those and go, that's it. That's a lock verse for me. Let's read the whole chapter. Go through it and see if there's any lock verses. Life lock. Do you like that? What's a better term? Life lock? I don't know. Oh, that's too commercial. You know, not life lock. Word lock. Word lock. See, that communicates me. You got a word and it just locks. It locks around your heart. You're not going to let it go. You're going to keep that word. What does Jesus say? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. I'm just wondering, and you can respond to me sometime on that, but I'm wondering if we don't look at Scripture and say, that's mine. That I'm going to make that mine. That verse is mine. Now, millions and millions of people can share it, but let's take it. So let's go through Colossians 1. Paul, Colossians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister in Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, I say, whether they be of the earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which is preached every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, whom now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, and every mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Isn't that a great chapter? I mean, there's great verses in there. So what's a word lock? What can the word lock in around our heart? Well, I hope you're looking for that. And you know what? Let's give a little grace here. Let's say there none of them really spoke to you. Fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If there's no verses in there that just say, I really like that. You know what? Maybe you got one from this morning. Maybe there's one that's from this morning that just really spoke to you, a verse, and you think, that's my verse for today, the verse for today. And you know, and you may get more later. But I really feel like that God will do that. I think that's part of the change that happens as we look at the Word, as we come to church, as we think about this. Part of the change is if we take that Scripture and we make it ours. We lock it. Word lock. We had one in Daniel. Now in Colossians. Let me just I know I've shared this before. In fact, I've shared both of these verses before. Colossians 1:9-11. Now, turn to Philippians. Keep your finger in Colossians. Turn over to Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Oh, that's right before it, isn't it? I was looking for it. Where is it? Where? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Oh, yeah, Philippians, Colossians. Okay, easy enough. Okay, and look at verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 9, Philippians 1:9-11. On Friday, we pray for our family. I mean, our extended family. And, the Belier family. And my brother sent out an email on Friday of everybody listed, everybody listed. And there's a crew there. Anyway, what we try to pray. I mean, I know that everybody on the email doesn't pray on Friday, but I know Gary and I try to pray on Friday for our family. And so I remember one time when we were together at Labor Day. We get together at Labor Day, and I asked the people. I asked. I'm trying to think. I kind of forget what the, because there's been several, but So as we were talking about prayer requests, we were talking about praying, I said, would you rather have Paul's prayer in Philippians 1, 9 through 11, would you rather have us pray that for you? Or would you rather have Colossians 1, 9 through 11? Okay? So we're going to take a silent poll in just a minute, and you have to tell me which one you like better. Okay? It's going to be a silent poll, and only I will know the answer. Okay. That won't be recorded, but the nonverbal. You know what I'm talking about. Now let's read it. Let's read it. Because I think Philippians 1, 9 through 11 is a lock-in prayer. It's got to be locked in. I think Colossians 1, 9 through 11 is a lock-in prayer. So I asked I think most of the family is there. They were sitting there, and I said, okay, guys, when we pray on Friday, which would you rather pray for you? Do you want Philippians 1, 9 through 11? Listen to it. Think about this. Do you want this prayed for you, or do you want Colossians? Paul says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and discernment, or judgment. I like discernment. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Well, sincere and without offense, don't rush over it. Be filled with the fruits of righteousness. Be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Okay, think of that prayer. See the request? Go to Colossians. See which ones you like better. Colossians 1, 9 through 11. Same thing. Philippians and Colossians 1, 9 through 11. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. And all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That ye walk worthy of the Lord. Unto all pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. And the prayer goes on, but we're just going to go 9 through 11. Which prayer do you like best? I'm just telling you, I think both these are word-locked verses. Verses that we need to lock in our hearts. I mean, you don't have to memorize them, but you need to know what's there. I'd say memorize them. And then you can pray those. Pray those for your family. And I ask the Blair family, I said, which one do you want? Would you rather have me pray on a Friday? What's my response? Hey, Philippians the first week, Colossians the second week, Philippians the next week, the Lord's Prayer the next week. I love the Lord's Prayer. Who wouldn't want the Lord? Pray that for me. Would you pray Philippians for me? And I mean, if God would do that, wouldn't that be a miracle? I mean, if God would do that, if God would help me approve things that are excellent, that my love would abound yet more and more. I mean, I want that. I want my love to abound. I want to be approve things that are excellent. That's such a good request. Approve things that are excellent. That I could be sincere and without offense. Boy, my mouth can get me create offense so quickly. That without offense till the day of Christ. Wow. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Would you pray that for me? Which are by Jesus Christ in the glory and praise of God. And when you're done with that, pray the Colossians prayer. That you'd be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom, that I'd walk worthy of the Lord, and that you'd walk worthy of the Lord. And my family, and the Blair family, would be fruitful in every good work. The Blair family would increase in the knowledge of God. That's such a great request. That all of us would be strengthened with all might according to the glorious power, and all patience and longsuffering and joyfulness. Isn't that beautiful? I'm not going to tell you the other verses that were really meaningful to me, because I'm going to stop, and I think we're done. I'm done. Eric, you're next. But I'm done. But listen, that this is a great chapter, and I mean, pray these verses for your children. Pray them for our church. Pray them for your family. Pray them for your the ministers. Pray them for each one of us. They're so beautiful request, such a beautiful request. And amen.
Well, I just love to listen to Ron teaching us and just sharing wisdom with us and teaching us and just showing us by example how to pray and how to care for others. And I think, Ron, from this morning's sermon, the love part, as you're getting older, you know, I think, you know, the beginning was closed by Joe by saying, hey, you older men, teach us younger men how to love. And Ron was just showing that to us across the scripture. This is how you can pray for others. This is how you can impart wisdom and knowledge on others. This is how Ron's thinking longer term. He's thinking for impact, for change. He's thinking deep. He's thinking about the spiritual matters. He's thinking about the salvation of the ones that he loves and knows that are around him. And he's digging deep here. And he shared that with us. And it's so beautiful just to hear how he prays for people, and these prayers are so beautiful. I mean, you could memorize these. You could lock these into your memory. And you could lock these in as you share them with others and as you help other people in your life. You know, it's one thing for us to stand up here and say things, but Ron is such a good example. He doesn't just say them, he does them. And when we're doing these things, we are Christians. It says that we will be known by our love for one another. By our love as Christians. And Ron just, I mean, these verses are just so beautiful. I could read them again, but I would desire that you would read them yourself, that you would commit them to your own heart, that you would know them inside and out. I'm thinking of prayer here. Let's sing a song, 397, Higher Ground. And that's where Ron's putting us, up on higher ground with this sermon this afternoon.
Lord, we come before you this afternoon just joyfully, Lord, and just the word spoken so well and in such an applicable manner, Lord, to our lives, and just how prayer, Lord, you know, it's one of your commandments. It's how you commune with us. It's rather how we commune with you, Lord, and then your spirit comes to us and makes his home in us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would just know that all good things come from you, Lord, and that through prayer we can ask for those things, Lord, wisdom, knowledge of you, for fulfillment in our lives and fulfillment in you, Lord, because that's where it all starts. That's where it all comes from. You're a creator of the universe. You created us, man and woman, in your image, Lord, and together, Lord, we seek after you. So I pray that just your knowledge and your wisdom could be imparted to us. Every day, in every moment of our lives, Lord, that we could, just as it was so profoundly said before, that we can go through this life thinking nothing is a miracle, or we can go through this life as every single moment as a miracle, Lord. And I pray that we would just live our lives as the latter, Lord, and know that you are in all and through all, Lord, and that you desire a relationship with us, and that we should do the same with you. And so I pray for us as a church, Lord. I pray for us as we go forward in this new year. I pray for us even on this day, Lord, to, you know, not get caught up in the things of the world. You know, it can be tough living here in America, where just all Sunday is for football or the Super Bowl, Lord, and how they seek for something on a podium, Lord. But as we sang, that we seek higher ground, Lord, and we know that you can put us there. And so I pray, Lord, for our hearts tonight, that they could be in the right place, that our hearts could be ever after you, Lord, in our prayer life and in our daily life, Lord, and that we could remember that all good things come from you. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for this church, Lord, and I pray that we could go on carrying your banner high, Lord. In your name, amen.